Good morning, everyone. As I was getting around this morning, we've had craziness go on here this morning. My husband's going to buy hay and he forgot the ratchet straps. So I had to run those up to the post office so that he could get them and head on to go get some bales. But even as I was doing all that, the Lord was kind of just moving on my heart to get another one of these podcasts out and just bits of scripture here and there. And this morning it was about no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human mind has conceived the things that the Lord has prepared for those who love him. As I was thinking about that this morning, our life here, many of you don't know me, or maybe you do, and you know the last 2 years for us, my family personally, has been difficult. We've had a wreck. We've had kids go off to school and then decide they don't like school, and just crazy, crazy family things. A boy that kind of got in a little bit of trouble, but it really wasn't his fault. He didn't do anything wrong, but he still had to pay the consequences for it, which is good. You should really let your children do that. But the thing is, in all of that, God has really blessed us. With the wreck, it could have killed Tommy. It could have put us in the poorhouse. It could have disabled him for the rest of his life. But even in all of that, God was in every single bit of that horrible experience. From who worked on him, to where he went, to who we got in touch with, to how it all came about. It was all ordained by the Lord. Am I saying that the Lord wanted him to get hurt? No, not at all. But he works everything together for his good. And don't you ever forget that in the hard times. Somehow, some way, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. He will make it so. Anyway, in all of this, the Lord has blessed us. 3 years ago, I would have never dreamed these things. I would have never dreamed these things. I would never dream that I would own a ranch. I would never dream that I would have most everything paid off. I would never dream that I was in a position to be able to take off 2 months worth of work and not have to worry about it. The Lord has richly blessed us in all of those areas, and Tommy and I's relationship has grown because of it. God works in such a way that it doesn't matter what or how bad a situation is. He still finds a way to make it work. He still finds a way to bless you and to comfort you, even though you feel like you're at the end of your rope. I can tell you of numerous times in the last 20 years of serving the Lord or more, where the Lord has reached in and ordained a situation. A lot of those things I've missed. A lot of those things I've recognized immediately. But either way, God has worked in every situation. Sometimes you have to sit back and take a deep breath and look and say, hey, oh my goodness, the Lord did that. Or sometimes you have to take a deep breath and say, oh my goodness, we're going to make it. He did this and this and this and this. I would encourage you to recount your blessings. I was flipping through some of my old notebooks. I journal kind of in the morning, and I was flipping through some old notebooks. And I got the idea yesterday that I should go through and just make tally marks for every blessing that the Lord has given me or I've written about in these books. I realized quickly that that probably is not going to work, because I got to thinking about all the ones that I don't have written down so that I would miss those. So you can imagine my mind swirled on that one a little bit. But I would just encourage you to understand that your eye has not seen, and your ear has not heard, and your mind has not conceived the things that the Lord has prepared for you. So I would encourage you today, take a deep breath, no matter whether it's a good situation, a bad situation, and thank the Lord for everything he's done for you. Thank him for the blessing, thank him for your breath, thank him that even though the situation looks bleak, you know without a shadow of a doubt that he's going to get you through. And even if you don't know without a shadow of a doubt, thank him anyway, because he is going to make it work for you. He's going to actually make it work for him, which in turn makes it work for you, because he wants his best for you. Keep that in mind today as you go on. You guys have a great day. Bye.